This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you have a new U.S. passport, you can travel with a little more peace of mind. It's harder to fake than ever before. There's still that bad photo of you, but it also has an electronic chip embedded inside with your height, your weight, and more. While the new technology doesn't make passports absolutely safe, it is changing the way America protects its borders. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
They are called e-passports, and the tiny chip that makes them so special contains what's known as biometric information. Biometrics are measurements of individual physical and behavioral characteristics, like your earlobe or your iris or the structure of your face.
In the biometric process, you break down the face into sets of points.
That's Denis Chagnon, and he's with the International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO. It's the United Nations group in charge of developing international aviation standards. And ICAO has made facial recognition the global standard for travel identification. Chagnon explains how it works.
You measure different points on a face, for example, the eyes, the nostrils, and the distance between two specific points on a face. And then when you read the image at the other end, then you compare those same two points. So that's why they're always the same. They have to be the same from one to the other.
Facial recognition depends on bone structure, things like the size of eye sockets or the distance between the eyes. Gain weight, grow a beard, or even have surgery, and those relationships don't change. This biometric information is stored on that passport chip and then is compared with the real human face, like the one presenting itself at customs, for example. About 70 countries use the e-passport so far. The system will work better as more countries come on board. But according to Tom Bush, the assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Investigative Service, this represents a big advance in border security.
We have closed some of the gaps that were out there because we're using biometric-based capabilities instead of name-based.
Name-based systems were basically databases of names and aliases of the world's most wanted. The system was riddled with inefficiencies, from spelling mistakes to misidentifications. Because facial recognition is based on an algorithm, it's more definitive. The FBI's Tom Bush says they're looking at ways to use other biometrics that could identify suspects the moment they step off the plane.
As there's advances with facial recognition, our iris scan, our voice, gait, our earlobe configuration. These are all biometrics that, you know, as they're developed and mature, could come into play and be a great assistance.
Of course, no one system is infallible. Facial recognition software, for example, is not 100% accurate, so it could miss suspects or misidentify the innocent. And all the security depends on the officer at the border matching the passport to the passenger at the counter, or officials who make sure real documents are used to get the passport in the first place. For example, the GAO, a Congressional Investigative Service, released a report this week that showed how investigators managed to get 4 e-passports using fake IDs. Officials didn't check to see if the underlying documents submitted for the passport were real. The former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services, Barry Kefauver, says criminals will always try to exploit vulnerabilities like human error.
Because those are paths of lesser resistance than counterfeiting or trying to monkey around with the book itself.
Kefauver's concern is that criminals will somehow obtain blank passports and then create fake ones.
To me, the best way to get a passport in whatever identity I would want would be to find that cocaine-addicted passport adjudicator, and every country has them, come up with whatever amount of pounds or yen or dollars it takes, and get my identity in whatever form I want it on a real live document.
That's not so far-fetched. Last June, a van driving out of a passport production center in Britain was hijacked. There were some 3,000 e-passports inside. The passport chips were deactivated, making them useless. But the theft may be a hint of what's to come. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.